Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Oh, friend, that's some bad news. But here's some good news. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Good Sunday to you, friend. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this April 25th, 2021. I am your host, Joey Kroll. I hope you're having a blessed weekend. And yeah, how about that snow that we got this past week? What was up with that? So, well, I'm glad that hopefully some warmer weather is coming our way. So, hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, oh, dear friend, we focus on Jesus. We have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's focus our hearts on Him today. Let's start things off with a classic from Rich Mullins, and Our God is an Awesome God.
When He rolls up His sleeves, He ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in His footsteps and lightning in His fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when He kicked Him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that He shed His blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom, and mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Right, we are lifting up the holy and perfect name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll, and do you have one of those smartphones? I'll tell you what, phones nowadays, they are smarter. You can check your email, you can go online, you can update your social media status. It can do pretty much everything except make a cup of coffee for you. I mean, it's so right. But I'm sure one of these days it will. It will one of these days. But I'll tell you what, friend, you and I have direct access to Almighty God through prayer. No busy tones, no unavailable messages. The greatest tragedy, though, of life is not unanswered prayers, but unoffered prayers. See, when you spend some time with Jesus, friend, you'll be dialing into His will, His purpose, power, and strength. Spend some time alone with the Savior.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, worthy and
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. So much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Have you ever been to a crossroad in your life? I mean, a crossroad where you didn't know if you needed to go right, left, continue to move forward, or even go backwards. Friend, if you're ever in that position, don't look right. Don't look left. Don't look forward. I encourage you to look up.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not. The river that flows through, love never fails you. Love will sustain, love will provide, love will not cease at the end of time. Love will protect, love always hopes, and love still believes when you don't. Love is the only.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Day the Lord has made. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. I got my cup of coffee here, got God's Word opened, and I'm spending time with you. My day's off to a great start, I'll tell you. You know, as Joshua led the children of Israel into the Promised Land, it seemed that God had kind of given them an impossible assignment to conquer a foreign and hostile land with fortified cities and armies greater than their own. I mean, Book of Joshua, great book. I encourage you to read it. I mean, they had to go forth only on the basis of God's promise. They had to walk by faith and not by sight, that's for sure. So how did Joshua lead them to walk by faith? Well, friend, he reminded them that God has never failed them. And he encouraged them to focus on the promises of God. And here on this Sunday, as we prepare for another week starting tomorrow, you too can rely on God's faithfulness. Are you in the midst of a crisis? Are high mountains facing you today? If so, I want to remind you of all the miraculous ways God has worked in your life in the past. So I encourage you, friend, let's spend some time recounting God's victories and determine to exercise faith for the trials we may face this week.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never. good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Seem to you that modern-day Christianity no longer seems Christian. Is this perception keeping you from Christ? Let us help you clear that up. Call 888-NEED-HIM.
Thank you for this love.